Our story starts up on the second floor of one of the red brick buildings at the heart of Fort McHenry. We're in a room that used to be used as barracks for the American soldiers. Now its walls are lined with shelves full of drums.
In this room here, you see three sets of different drums. These drums are reproduced meticulously to 1814 and 1861.
Music coordinator Tim Ertel is the director of the Fort McHenry Guard Fife and Drum Corps. He talks about the instruments here with the same sort of pride and precision a soldier might use to describe any other piece of high-quality military hardware.
We're going to play the 16 by 12 contract 1814 drums. They're all calfskin head, all natural calfskin, and they have a roar.
This is called a snare?
It's a rope tension snare. Yes, it has catgut snares on the bottom. There you go.
But the thing is about the size of like a floor tom of a rock and roll drum kit.
Right, that is what they call a field drum.
So these things, in concert with each other, really present something of a deafening roar.
A deafening roar, and that's what you want. You want to feel that roar, that sound, and the fifes. It's meant to be heard from long distances.
When the Fort McHenry Guard Fife and Drum Corps lines up outside on the lawn and unleashes its sound, afternoon tourists gather around under the dazzling sun of a 95-degree afternoon. The visitors are in shorts and sandals and tank tops. The musicians, they are in full military garb. Here's lead fife player Taylor Mink.
We've got leather shoes that are hand-sewn on a straight cut. Doesn't matter if it's a left foot or a right foot, it just goes on your feet. Moving up from there, you've got black leather gaiters with a number of pewter buttons that say US on them. They go all the way up to your knees. Those protect the white linen pants from getting torn up from the underbrush. Around your white cotton long sleeve shirt, you wear a red jacket. It's called a coatee, and it's red so your officers can find you.
And these coats, they're wool.
Oh, yeah. And we've got 36 brass buttons that need to be polished every morning. Because soldiers that are polishing buttons aren't busy, you know, gambling or drinking or getting into any sort of trouble. So we've got a lot of brass that we need to polish.
So here you guys are. You're in these wool uniforms. It's 95 degrees out. What compels you to do this? I mean, what urges you on a day like this?
Ultimately, what I'm doing is really, really cool, and it's really, really fun. Living history is exactly that. You're making it alive for the public, but you're also doing it, you know, you're making it alive for yourself too, which is pretty cool.
And we've also acclimated. We start out in the spring and the weather slowly changes, but we actually acclimate to wearing this. Your body adjusts to the temperature. Yes, it's hot, but you couldn't throw the average teenager in this and put them out on that field. They'd drop like a fly.
These guys definitely work hard. They battle the elements. They sound fantastic. But if you want to pay them a compliment, here is a word of advice for you. Do not tell them they are a great band.
We are not a band. There is a difference between the regimental band, those are the guys with the trumpets and the tubas and the, you know, French horns and all of that, and the field music. The field music goes out and they are the signalers of each company. So we can play music, and we do play music, and, you know, if I can say so, we're pretty good at it. However, first and foremost, we've got the job as signalers.
Morning alarm clock, lunch bell, cadence organizer, early alert system, attack signal, curfew enforcer, the Fife and Drum Corps serves as all of the above, with a different song for each utilitarian purpose. And the way the Corps plays these songs today, exactly as they were heard in the 19th century. They follow the musical notation note for note and beat for beat as it was recorded in the military manuals of the era.
Above anything else, we don't really think of ourselves so much as musicians, but also as historians. And historians can't make things up. So we go back and we see, well, this is how we hear Yankee Doodle now, but the music says otherwise. That is not how it was played in 1814.
The The Fort McHenry Guard Fife and Drum Corps has actually got two sets of uniforms, two sets of instruments, and two different repertoires, depending on which American war they're choosing to reenact.
The War of 1812 music is a little bit different than the Civil War music. The War of 1812 music is a lot slower. In many ways, it shows the enemy how refined you are and how superior you are to them. The American army marched very, very slowly. It was very slow and deliberate in 1814. So when the enemy saw you coming, they watched you come for a very long time. They had a lot of time to think about how many there were, how good you sounded, how good you looked, and they had a lot of time to run away. In the Civil War, it's all about power. It's quick music, it's hard-hitting, and, I mean, your enemy knows that when you're there to mean business.
Tyler Mink has come by his passion honestly. He's a seasonal ranger at Fort McHenry, and he's been in the Fife and Drum Corps for 10 years. He joined when he was in 7th grade.
Honestly, as embarrassing as it is for me to admit it, I think the very first time I ever heard Fife and Drum was when I was watching the movie The Patriot. And I don't think that was even Fife and Drum. I think that was probably piccolo and, you know, orchestra snare drum. But there's a scene where British soldiers are marching across this open field and there's, you know, artillery shells exploding, which is totally anachronistic. But, you know, they're marching across this field and these men are going into battle to go kill each other. They're going to blow each other apart with cannons and muskets, and they're going to stab each other with bayonets and stomp on them with horses. And they're playing this beautiful music. That contrast is just, there's something very interesting about that.
And for these Fife and Drum Corps reenactors to be able to stand on the same ground where American soldiers stood two centuries before, to be able to fill the air with the same sounds that rang out back then, they feel a connection to history that's just shy of actually being there.
You can read about it in the books. You can see it in the paintings or in the photographs of the Civil War, but when you get out there and you do it, you get a connection with these guys, even though you've never met them. In some cases, you've never seen their names or heard really much about them, but we sweated on the same location. We wore the same clothes. We played the same songs. Music crosses the boundary of time.
After the demonstration, the members of the Fort McHenry Guard Fife and Drum Corps file out of the courtyard. They head back upstairs, put their instruments away, and they relax for a few minutes in front of a non-original feature of the building, a portable air conditioning unit. Tim Ertel and Vince Vase explain that the group is looking forward to next weekend when they'll have a chance to shine at a big event at the fort.
June 28th, we're going to have a Fife and Drum tattoo that's going to span the Revolutionary War, War of 1812, and Civil War. We'll have four drum corps. It will be incredible.
And the tattoo was actually a drum and fife call known as the tap-toe. And over years, it got slurred into the word tattoo. And it was really the last call before lights out. In cities and towns that had forts, the fifes and drums would march through the streets. And it was a drum and fife call so they could close the taps on the tavern and to use their toes to get back to the garrison for the final muster of the day. The roll call would be taken and everyone goes to bed. But like I said, tattoo got slurred into tattoo.
So what we'll hear here at Fort McHenry on the 28th is like four times as much drumming as what's going on today.
Exactly. You'll hear the Old Guard Fife and Drum, Camp Chase Fife and Drum from Ohio, Fort McHenry Guard Fife and Drum, of course, and then some Uxbridge, Massachusetts Fife and Drummers are going to come down.
I'm sure each corps has its pride, but it's a friendly gathering. There's nothing,
Everyone knows, we all know each other, and we'll all play our favorite tunes, yes.
And hopefully it'll remain peaceable.
Yes, absolutely.
There's always a friendly spirit of one-upmanship, but there's also a brotherhood amongst the musicians as well. But that pride of the individual unit comes out. But I have to say, I don't think there's any pride like the pride of being on your home turf. So you're going to hear from the Fort McHenry Fife and Drum Corps on the evening of the 28th. And I'd just like to say that the ceremony starts at 6 in the evening. You can bring your lawn chair and blanket, come right in the fort, set up shop. There's no charge for it. You don't need a ticket. I'd roll in around 5:30 to get a good spot. And there's nothing like seeing Fort McHenry in the cool evening hours. And then it all ends with the firing of the evening cannon and the taking down of the grand 30 by 42 foot flag as the bugler plays taps.
You can find a link to more information about next weekend's event at our website, wypr.org /programs/signal. For The Signal, I'm Aaron Hinken.